What We Can Learn from the Mumbai Attacks by Richard Derwent Cook. The other day in Mumbai, in a series of separate incidents all over the city, about 100 people were killed and hundreds more were terrorized by apparently Islamic extremists from maybe Al-Qaeda. It doesn't really matter who it is, but these people turned the lives upside down of all the people in the town. They burnt hotels, tried to capture people, and some are still holed up with the police trying to get at them even as we speak. It's an amazing way in which the reality of the world can be changed overnight, in an instant. As human beings, we need to get a sense of what's safe and what isn't, and that equation is fundamentally changed by these kind of acts of random terror, and indeed that's their purpose. We need to know that if we do X, Y is a likely outcome. If we can suddenly find ourselves in the middle of death and chaos, like, how do we know how we should spend our time? If we offered them a choice, and we could wind back the clock 24 hours, with those people being in those hotels, you luckily are not in this position. You can choose where you spend your time today, and whether those times reflect your values, and whether you're going to be with the people who are important to you, and whether you're going to be focusing on the things that make a difference. Take a lesson from these other people's lives, and make sure today is full of purpose for you. In the words of Stephen Covey, the key is not to prioritise what's in our schedule, but to schedule what our priorities are. And Henry Lloyd once said also, success is only another form of failure if we forget what our priority should be. So I wish you a good day and a happy life.